So let us continue with our studies for today. Today, Torah portion, a kev, because I call it, we are chosen to choose life. And I want to start with a place from Deuteronomy chapter 30. It is from another Torah portion, but it is very important place of scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. This is very important words from Moses to people of Israel, and I believe to all of us today. I call the heavens and the earth to witness about you today, that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life, so that you and your descendants may live. Today looks like we are going through the spiritual battle in our lives, and specifically now, as the congregation and as individuals. And the question is, will we keep faith to the Lord, in the Lord? And will we go through the storm as people of God? Or we will choose to give up, to walk in our flesh? And this is our daily choice. This is the spiritual battle we enter today, because we are in the midst of spiritual battle right now. In today's Torah reading, I want to share this story that illustrates the battle inside every person, every one of us. And this battle will keep going until the Lord comes. So let us open Deuteronomy chapter 9. This is today's Torah portion. Deuteronomy chapter 9. And let us take two verses, verse 9 and verse 12. And let us look at these interesting and instructive stories for every one of us. So Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 9. When I went to the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, Adonai cut with you. I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat bread or drink water. And verse 12. Adonai said to me, get up, go quickly down from here. For your people, they have quickly turned out of the way I commanded them. They have made a molten image for themselves. So here's an important lesson for us. For 40 days, Moses had fasted and prayed. His goal was to find the Lord's will, to receive his vision for the future of Israel. At the same time, the rest of Israel had sinned and perverted those same 40 days, making a golden idol to replace the true God of Israel. Moses and the people of Israel had a completely different perception of spiritual life, a completely different image of God, of his plans and purposes for them. Even though they were in the same desert, at the same time, at the same mountain, facing the same circumstances, yet their reactions and their solutions were completely different. Can you imagine how strong was faith of Moses? He was for 40 days praying and seeking for answer from the Lord. And how weak was the faith of the people of Israel? And remember, it was the same place, the same time, the same problems around them. Moses chose the path of faith, life in God. The rest chose their own paths. This is why Moses told Israelites in chapter 30, therefore choose life so that you and your descendants may live. When I think about this story, I understand that often the same war happens in our lives. We will always face the same battle inside of us, always. Because one part of us is going to the mountain of the Lord, but the other part is tempted to build a golden calf, to find the easy path to go around the mountain. But let us remember, we are chosen to choose life. This is our destiny. Can you say with me, I am chosen to choose life. This is my destiny in the Lord. In the Romans chapter 7, let us open book of Romans chapter 7, started with verse 23. Rabbi Shaul gives us a great example of spiritual battle in his own life. So Romans chapter 7 started with verse 23. But I see a different law in my body parts, battling against the law of my mind and bringing me into bondage under the law of sin. And verse 24, this is the key verse. Miserable man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, it is through Messiah Yeshua our Lord. So then, with my mind I myself serve the Torah of God, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. You can ask the question, if Rabbi Shaul was so distressed by this conflict within himself, how can I ever maintain a strong faith? How can I make the right decision in my life? And praise the Lord, Rabbi Shaul gives an answer later in the same letter. This is the beginning of the next chapter. Let us open chapter 7 and start it with verse 1. And remember, there was no chapters in the epistles. So, verse 1, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Messiah Yeshua. For the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah Yeshua has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what was impossible for the Torah, since it was weakened on account of the flesh, God has done. Sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as a sin offering, he condemned sin in the flesh. The Rabbi Shaul finds the answer to his question in the fact that Yeshua freed us from condemnation by his work of redemption. It is one of the most important statements in the Brit HaChadashah. This is the implication of the power of resurrection and life in the Messiah Yeshua. So let us read again the same place of scripture. There is now no condemnation. No condemnation for those who are in Messiah Yeshua. Mazel Tov, if you are in Messiah Yeshua, there is now no condemnation for you. You are free from condemnation. Why? For the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah Yeshua has set you free from the law of sin and death. Law of the Spirit of life in Messiah Yeshua already has set you free. For what was impossible for the Torah, since it was weakened on account of the flesh, God has done. This is from the Lord. This is not from you, not from me. This is from the Lord, and it's already. Yeshua has set you free from condemnation. From this understanding, our hearts are filled with gratitude for the mercy given to us, and the peace of God fills us. What an amazing liberation. What freedom to realize that your forgiveness does not depend on your own perfection, your own goodness, that is not built on your own righteousness, but that it stands firmly on the righteousness of Yeshua. You are forgiven by Yeshua. And this is not from you, this is from Him, from the Lord. At the same time, we need to remember to keep faith, trust in God, to follow Him in our daily lives, to choose not our flesh, but the Spirit of God. Let us remember again and again, we are chosen to choose life. This is our destiny. And specifically now we're going through difficult, dark time. We need to remember that the Lord is with us, His presence with us. We can be strong in Him. We can trust Him. We can put our lives in His hands and trust Him. Let us continue with Romans chapter 8, verse 5, and also verse 9 and 10. Romans 8, 5, 9 and 10. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Ruach set their minds on the things of the Ruach. Faith, trust, joy in the Lord. This is things of the Ruach. And verse 9. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Ruach. If indeed the Ruach Elohim dwells in you. But if Messiah is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness. We belong of Yeshua. We are His, and He is our Lord. He is everything for us. What's interesting, I found interesting, that the Moses gives the same direction to the people of Israel. In today's Torah portion, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 5 and verse 6, very familiar, very interesting words from Moses. Deuteronomy 9, 5 and 6. It is not because of your righteousness or because of your heart is so upright that you go in to take possession of their land. Adonai swore to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, understand that it is not for your righteousness that Adonai your God is giving you this good land to possess. It is not because of our self-righteousness. It is because of His righteousness. It is because of His faithfulness. It is because of His mercy towards us. Therefore, remember, we can keep trust. We can have peace in the heart, forgiveness and righteousness when we understand and remember it is the Lord our Savior, Yeshua, our righteousness. He paid all the price for our redemption in Yeshua. I would like to share one important truth with us. Nothing can you do to gain love of the Lord. He already loves you in Yeshua. Nothing can you do to pay Him back. Everything is available in death and resurrection of our Messiah Yeshua. Accept Him. Put your trust in Him. Follow Him. It is His mercy and His love that led Israel to victory. The righteousness given to us by the Messiah is our foundation and our choice. This is real freedom for us. We need to know beyond all doubt that Messiah has forgiven us and that we are justified by His sacrifice. And then, having been forgiven and justified, we can now live in freedom to walk in the way of God. And now I want to share with you a few very practical steps of how to live in the freedom of forgiveness, of righteousness of the Lord. Moses gives a very important instruction to the Jewish people in the same Torah chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and verse 13. This is very important and very simple steps to take. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12 and 13. So now, O Israel, what does Adonai your God need of you? But to fear Adonai your God, to walk in all His ways and love Him, and to serve Adonai your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep His mitzvot of Adonai and His statutes that I am commanding you today for your own good. The Lord calls us to give us future and a life. We have nothing to fear when we are following him. And specifically now in dark time, remember his love. Remember his mercy. So here's the few important lessons for us. What does Adonai your God require of you? So the first, to fear the Lord. To fear the Lord. In Psalm 111, verse 10, it says, the fear of Adonai is the beginning of wisdom. Everything starts with the fear of Adonai, of the fear of the Lord. This is the beginning of everything. This is the beginning of wisdom for us. So first thing, to fear the Lord. The second, walk in all his ways. Follow the Lord everywhere, every time, always. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. It is wonderful when we remember to always ask ourselves a question, how Yeshua would do in my place? Please remember that our main calling is to worship the Lord always and everywhere, always and everywhere. So third step, love him. Love consists of our feelings, our actions, our decisions. True love is always based on the covenant. In our firm decision, always be faithful and continue to love. Love takes everything. Love is sacrificial. I like this place of scripture. It's in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. This is one of my favorite places of scripture. Romans 5, 8. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Messiah died for us. Yeshua showed his love when he poured his life completely for us. This is his love towards us. So we call to love the Lord with all our heart, our mind, our strength, everything in us. We need to love him. We call to love him. The fourth step, serve him with all your heart and soul. Service to the Lord in ancient Israel consisted of many parts, the offering, sacrifices and worship in the temple, and many, many more. Life of a religious Jew and the sacrifice were inseparable, and everyone in Israel understood to be a faithful means to offer sacrifices to the Lord and to serve him. Today, there is no temple in Jerusalem. And you know, truth is, our synagogue is our temple. This is the place where we can bring our gifts to the Lord, our hearts, our time. And fifth, the last one, but not the least one, keep his commandments. This is the way we should live our life every day. This is the path at the end of our lives. Everything else will lose its meaning, and all success will be contained in these few words from the Lord. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with a little, so I'll put you in charge of much. Enter into your master's joy. Amen. Thank you so much. In the end, I want to remind you that if Beth Israel is a blessing to you, please consider being a blessing to Beth Israel. We will close with Aaron's blessing, as we normally do at Beth Israel, and we will return to Eric and Anya's home for a final song. So let us pray together. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'ir Adonai panevelecha v'chunecha, Yissa Adonai panevelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Shabbat shalom, mishpacha. Shabbat shalom.